May.
May 4, na 5.
May 5th, 5, 5th, 2024, Rakandav, questions and answers. Jai Jai Shri Radhesha. So many devotees came here from Bombay and Delhi and Bareilly and France and Germany, Italy. It's about 150 people here in the yard. Packed up. Any questions?
Sometimes.
Where are they coming?
The story of Mahabharata, and after in Srimad Bhagavatam, there was also
Vaisha.
Whatever you can imagine, bad things happened with Pandavas.
Yeah, Pandavas, or questions asked about the Pandavas, the Mahabharata, this whole history of so many dynasties ruled India, eventually disappeared, and their saintly kingdoms came to an end because Kali Yuga appeared. Because the Mahabharata is all about the end of Dwapara Yuga. It's a bit of history at the end of, like the apocalypse. Like the end of the yuga, of Dwapara Yuga. Krishna, Bhagavan left and all his associates left also. So his associates were the Pandavas. But before the Pandavas left this world, they made sure they knocked off and they liberated all the non-devotee atheists, Kauravas. And they established Dharma. They established religion in the world. Dharma was established. The non-devotee atheists were all destroyed and liberated. And said Krishna left this world and all his devotees left. That's basically Mahabharata. That's what it's all about. It's about the dynasties of Krishna and Pandavas and Kauravas. And how they, because that's what Mahabharata's history of the end of Dwapara Yuga. So it was for the devotees, so I went back to Vaikuntha. Pandavas live in Vaikuntha. There's a Vaikuntha with a Vaikuntha Krishna. Arjuna is there, Yudhisthira. They're not in Goloka Vrindavan. Although we sometimes read in Gauranga Sivika that, you know, Ravana Roy is Arjuna or something like that. You know, they have some different identities. But the general consensus of Puranas and Mahabharata is the Pandavas are all living in some Vaikuntha region. Just like all the followers of Ramachandra and his associates, they live in a planet called Ayodhya, the spiritual sphere, the spiritual realm called Ayodhya. So there's a place called, you know, Hastinapur or Indraprastha, planet called Indraprastha. That's where all Pandavas live. It's like Krishna would go to Dwarka and live in Delhi, Indraprastha, with the Pandavas for 4 or 5 months at a time. So it's that Krishna is with them in Vaikuntha. There's another Krishna in Dwarka, another Krishna in Mathura, another Krishna in Vrindavan. So Mahabharata ki jai. Mahabharata is a little different than the Srimad Bhagavatam also. Yeah, in a brief way, it describes the essential principles of Dharma and Bhakti that they displayed. But all the family intricacies and intrigues and all the different things, that doesn't describe much. Because the Bhagavatam, Mahabharata's history book, it's called Itihas, the history. And the Bhagavatam is a poetry book. It's a poetry and it's a philosophy book. It's supposed to teach. The Puranas teach philosophy through stories. Mahabharata teaches morality and Dharma and all kinds of things. But the Bhagavatam is teaching pure bhakti. This is pure bhakti, this is not pure bhakti. The Pandavas are very briefly described throughout the Bhagavatam. Queen Kunti and Arjuna and Yudhisthira, Bhima, Bhishma, teachings of Bhishma. But it's more elaborate in the Mahabharata, but a different idea also. Because Mahabharata, Vyasadeva is taking the same characters and they're teaching morality and ashram dharma, like Bhishma and other. So that's in Mahabharata. They're teaching morality, how a kshatriya should behave, how a husband should behave, how a wife should behave, how a son should behave. All this is like family dharma, Lokic dharma. But those same personalities, Kunti, Yudhisthira, and Bhishma, are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and there they're teaching bhakti, Krishna bhakti. It's different. Because Yasudeva wants to speak about bhakti, so he speaks about bhakti through different personalities. And Vyasudeva wrote Mahabharata, he spoke about morality with the same personality. Like you may talk about bhakti in one place, if you have children, you may talk about morality to your children. But it doesn't mean you're a moralist, you're still a bhakta. You ever read the Mahabharata?
No.
Has he read the Bhagavad Gita? You read some of it? There's some translations, short. I read a short translation. You guys read the whole Mahabharata?
I read the whole
thing. You read the whole thing?
Sometimes it seems like all bad things happen to Pandavas. Like at the same time, like, whatever you can imagine.
Yeah, materially all bad things happen, that's true. But they never give up Krishna. That's the teaching. So we have little bad things and we want to immediately run away from Krishna, give up Krishna. But they went through everything imaginable. They didn't give up Krishna. And Krishna never gave them up either. That's the true bondage of love, transcendental spiritual love. It goes on forever. Lover never gives up beloved, beloved never gives up lover. So Krishna never gives up his devotee, and devotee never gives up Krishna. If someone gives up Krishna consciousness, it means they didn't fall in love with Krishna. If you fall in love with Krishna, that's eternal love, not temporary love. It's not love produced from material energy. It's love produced from spiritual energy. The spiritual energy is everlasting and unchanging. Just like the soul. Soul is eternal and unchangeable. Acha, nitya, sthanar, acha, all those words are there. Unmoving, unchanging. Mahabharata has the same stories about Bhagavatam differently told. You read about Shukadeva, you read about Pariksit Mahabharata. He was hiding under the Yamuna. Yeah, we Bhagavatam says he was at Sugartal underneath a banyan tree or some big tree for 7 days. He gave up eating and drinking. He was absorbed in hearing Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. And all sages, rishis, yesterday they all gathered around to listen. That's Bhagavatam. The same story described Mahabharata, that when those last 7 days came where the snake was supposed to bite him, he could build a house under the Yamuna. This is Mahabharata. He built a submarine. He made a submarine and he hid inside there, hiding from the snake. He thought the snake wouldn't catch him. So Mahabharata describes his surya would come in, bring his offering, food, at the submarine. Probably go underwater, bring him food, and an underwater house. So one time he brought an apple. Inside the apple there was a worm. And the worm came out of the apple, turned into a big snake, tarksha, top, ate him up. He didn't hear about it. There's no Sukadeva Goswami, no Bhagavatam. There's a scaredy cat. He got eaten underwater in the Yamuna. Of course, he died in the Yamuna, he got liberated. But he didn't become a parrot of Radharani. But Brahma Vayavart Purana said Sukadeva was a parrot. And the other story of Shiva, Shiva was singing in Bhagavatam to Parvati. And Shiva said, listen, when somebody speaks Harikatha, usually people fall asleep. So, well, you look pretty cool today. You're like a knockout. Look like you're fired up. Got the same hairdo. Okay, good. Welcome. So what was I saying? What did I say? Yeah, so Shiva told Shiva told Parvati, I'll see you to Bhagavatam, but you can't fall asleep. You have to keep saying it, ha 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 ha. So Shiva was singing to Bhagavatam, looking at the book. He's looking at the book. Blah, blah, blah. And Parvati was saying, ha ha, yeah, gee. So Parvati fell asleep. There's one parrot in the tree. The parrot say, ha, ha, ha. And then Shiva looked out to see his wife, and she's listening to the Bhagavad. She was like usual, Bhagavad class, everybody sees. So she was, and she was sound asleep, and snoring, and totally asleep. And Shiva say, she should see you a long time. And somebody's saying, ha, ha, ha. Who's saying, ha? The parrot's in there. Parrot's in the tree. And she got angry and chased the parrot with his tree shroom. The parrot flew away. And Satyavati was the wife of Vyasadeva. Mother of Vyasadeva. Who is the wife? Who's the mother of Sukadeva? Look it up. Anyway. Who is Vyasadeva's wife? Matsya Gandha or something? That's Satyavati. Matsya Gandha. Smell like a fish. her name was Satyavati, the mother of Yasadeva, But her nickname was Matsya Gandhi, because she smelled like a fish.
As per the Skanda Purana, it is Pinjala or another name is Vatika. Vatika.
Vatika. Vatika means garden. Flower garden. Anyway, the parrot Sukadev flew away from Shiva chasing to kill him, and flew, and Vyasa's wife yawned. Maybe he was singing Mahatma, she was always she was always singing. So the parrot, shoo! Like in the hangar, you know. And then she gave birth to Sukadeva Goswami. That's in Brahmavarta Purana. So different books tell stories different ways. Mahabharata says Triksha hid underneath the Yamuna and he got bit by a worm inside an apple, came out of the apple, turned to Tarksha the snake and killed him. He didn't hear Bhagavata. And Triksha and Shiva Bhagavata heard Bhagavata and Sukadeva Goswami. So these Puranas are really wild. Someone's asking a question about Mahabharata. It seems like the Mahabharata is the story of the Pandavas. They had all suffering, any possible suffering they had. Because they're teaching a lesson. The devotee will tolerate any kind of suffering because he has Krishna on his side, or her side. So that's the message of the Pandavas. Never give up Krishna, Krishna will never give you up.